All right, as far as the injuries go, Mike DeVito has a concussion, and likewise Jeremy does, and so they will not practice today. They're in the program doing their thing and doing well. Tamba has still has some swelling in his knee. He will not practice today, and then Ramik Wilson got rolled up on, which you knew about, with the knee and ankle involved with that, so he will not practice today. Again, all of these guys are making progress in the right direction. Jamal, you know, had surgery yesterday with Dr. Andrews, and the reports were good. Gaines also had his surgery last week, and all the reports there were good on his ACL, again, with Dr. Andrews. Look forward to playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, we know they're a good football team. Welcome them into Arrowhead here. And our guys are getting ready through preparation to get ready to play a good football team. Like I mentioned yesterday, we've all got to continue to do a better job. We got to pick up where we left off that second half, build on that, and of our last game against Minnesota, and go from there. Time's yours.
Maga and Poe, you expect them to practice?
Yes. Maga and Poe will be out there today, and we'll just see how they do. But they will be out there, yes.
Well, typically, routine is a good thing. Certain things every day, it's a process. If it's going bad, do you get tempted to shake it up, try something different than anyone else?
Yeah, well, as far as the schedule goes, you don't mess around too much with the schedule. Then you have people late, and then that becomes an issue, and you know, so you keep that the same. Again, I think within the scheme, that's more where you work it. If there's an issue there, you work it through that, and how you're going to present it to them. But I wouldn't say you change the schedule part of it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were a little bit short. I mean, that's the obvious part of it. He tried to keep the last one down and away, but it was probably a little too much down and away. The first one got away from him.
Tamba with his knee, is that something you guys are going to deal with the rest of the season? Is that just,
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tamba's not getting any younger. We understand that. I've done this with players that have been around a little bit and that have issues, and so Rick's dealing with that part and keeping it right. Tamba's staying on top of it, and then he's got enough experience where you can do this. He's always going to stay in shape with the cardio part of it, and when he can get out here, he can get out here. You know, that's how you roll in those situations.
How was he?
He actually had a good game. I mean, again, that's one of the things that gets bypassed with the loss, but he played pretty good this past week. Yeah, Keith is doing a nice job of mixing them up and with different pressures, similar to what Dick was doing, and he's probably added more volume as far as the more times doing it during a game than what was going on before, and it was quite a bit before. So, and really, it's over the last three games that he's increased that. So the guys, he's got good players, and he's. You know, he's bringing them from different areas.
Chris Conley doesn't look like the same guy we saw in training camp. Understanding the game's different now than it was back then. But what's going on?
Yeah, he's learning as he goes. He's had some real good downs. He had a couple drops in the game, you know, and that jumps out at you when you play that position. I mean, there's – but he got right back on it and made a phenomenal catch. Again, that kind of gets bypassed because of you know, the loss, but he went up and got one and got trampled on there a little bit and hung on to it. So, but he's got to make the other two. I mean, it's that simple, and he knows it. But again, he's had some good downs and some of the things he's learning. That's what happens with rookies.
Same kind of weight issue.
Yeah, no, Nile did. He had three productive games for us. The things that we've been doing, we feel pretty good with Sharkhandrick doing and Nile working in on, some other things. It's so we're not down on Nile by any means. That's not where we're at with it. Just some of the things that we're doing right now, Sharkhandrick kind of fits that. Yeah, well, it's similar to the Chiefs in that it's an old NFL family that owns the team, they've had success over the years. So I haven't been involved with the organization, so I don't know exactly how they go about it or where that comes from. But they've won consistently for a long period of time. So. Yeah,
in a football team, what does it do when you have continuity over years? Like, how does that help when you're building?
Yeah, well, they've done that. I mean, I don't know exactly how many head coaches it is, but it doesn't seem like it's too many. And they're normally first year head coaches. They're not guys that have been with other clubs and then come to them. So that's one of the things that they've done. And their front office, I mean, I imagine those guys have been there a while too. So continuity can be good in organizations. I've been involved with that before, and it can be a positive thing. It's tough to change things overnight, in the National Football League. So you need time to continue to build,
What kind of development do you see from James O'Shaughnessy and also Demetrius coming back from his injury that allows you to do different things with those?
Yeah, we've tried to utilize their talents, and they've had some good downs for us. James is learning. A little bit like what we said about Chris, he's learning as we go here. But the effort's good, and he's had again some good downs for us. Demetrius looks like he's back now, full speed. I thought he played faster this past game than the previous ones. You could see him gradually get faster and faster. So we try to play to their strengths and give them opportunities.
At this point in the season.
Yeah, we're about playing everybody, or have played everybody. So we're working through that. In the National Football League, things are close, and you see it by our scores. But things are close, and it's one play here or there that matters. That's really where we've got to focus in and get that taken care of. So, listen, whether it's a play call. Whether it's an opportunity to make a play, if the play works, that's called, then we've all got to kind of step that up and get over that hump. A very fine line between winning and losing in this league. And you can say it by score for us, but literally, it's very, very close here.
Last one, Bob.
With Sharkhandrick's style being closer to Jamal and now not, how much of your decision there to give West the carries is about trying to give your offensive line a consistent situation so they can blend together?
Yeah, that might have a part to it. It's more the play and giving those young guys an opportunity to run that same play over and over again. Those kind of fit right now. They fit a little bit more into what Sharkhandrick does. Not necessarily the back doing it, although his skill set's more similar to what 25s were than now plays a power game, one cut downhill. It's just a little different style, which is effective and has been effective for us.